Well, welcome back to Love Talk and Slow Jams with your girl Amoris and I. So I just want to break it down. If y'all had seen my Snapchat, then you'll know what this episode is about. And I know y'all ready for me to get to some juicy stories and stuff like that. And I'm ready too. So we are going to keep it motivational on the aspect level, but we also are now about to turn this podcast into the love talk portion. But anyway, I want to say this. I want to know how, and this is for my fellas. I want to know, how is it that you can deal with a female and you can watch her struggle, but yet you want to lay down with that female? I don't understand. Like, is it because you don't care about her? Is it because you feel like she's weak and you can use her? Like, I really need some feedback from my male followers. I really need to know, how could it be that you are laid up with this girl? She is about to either get evicted, she's about to get put out, she is struggling and lacking in certain areas, not even financially. And instead of uplifting her, you are breaking her down. What part of the game is this? You know, when is it a time where you say, you know, I see so much potential in this woman that I'm dealing with, that I am creating these spiritual ties with? How can I uplift her and push her to elevate her, to evolve her into the woman that she is capable of being? Food for thought. Why is it that it's okay to get your dick sucked, fuck somebody, you know, lead somebody on, if that is not really what you want? I need answers. I need to understand where the logic behind this is. I need to know that maybe you suffered and you, but it's like, well, damn, did half of America niggas suffer? Like, I'm sorry. Like, what's up with y'all? But, you know, back now, woman, it's because you are allowing this. I think that, and I'm more so talking on a level of not a person who is using somebody. I'm more talking about how could you, because even in friendship, how could you sit around and let your friend not reach their full maximum potential? How could you sit around and let them feel like it's okay to, you know, go through life doing certain things? You know what I mean? It's just like, why would you want to be around? I don't want to be around people who are not elevating and evolving into the great humans that they were designed to be. I want to be around people who are like that. I want to be around people who, you know, want to be the greatest person that they can be. I don't want to be around you if you don't want to be great, if you don't want to reach your full potential, if you don't, you know, see your own full potential. Because at the end of the day, I want to be around somebody I can learn from. I don't want to be around somebody who is trying to suck my energy. So, woman, how is it that you allow these men to come into your life and flip it upside down, and yet you hold on to the fact that you think he might change? You hold on to the fact that you think that this is just a stage in your life, that God is prepping you for your husband, and you know you have to bow down and tuck your tail between your legs, you know, so that this man can eventually marry you. You know, and then I see so many women that want these babies but don't want a marriage. Like, it's like you bring these babies into these broken homes, and it's not fair, because now you're creating a new generation of fucked up individuals. And not to say your child is going to be fucked up, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you bring them into a situation where they are doomed from the beginning. Because if you go into it with the intent that I'm going to get pregnant by this man, I'm going to keep this baby, and he has to deal with me for at least the next 18 years, you're going in it with the wrong purpose, the wrong intentions, and you are setting this baby up for failure, because they are going to witness this, they are going to see this, they are going to endure this, and they are going to either one of two things: they're going to know that it's wrong and go far, far away from it, or they're going to think that it's okay and it's appropriate. But as a man, and a man that has, whether you have a daughter or a son, you shouldn't want your daughter to think it's okay for a man to be like that, and you shouldn't want your son to think it's okay to treat a woman like that. And it baffles me because these men be out here doing this, that, and the third to these women, and you wouldn't want it done to your mom, your sister, your aunt, your cousin, your grandma, but you can do it to someone else's child. Where's the logic in that? But I'm not going to solely blame y'all. I can't solely blame you, because you are only doing what we are allowing you to do. And see, this is why I won't lower my standards. I won't, you know. And just to say that if I dated you and it didn't work out, like, I'm still, like I said in previous podcasts, I'm still very, very, very cool with a lot of my exes. But it's not because of me lowering my standards. It's because I knew that they didn't reach my standards as a partner in life. But as someone that I enjoy their company, I enjoy talking to them on certain levels, you know, I still keep in contact, you know. But it's about knowing your worth. And when I found my worth, I didn't look back. I didn't look back. I didn't settle. Yeah. And I don't, and I, like, women, y'all have to understand, just because you're not dating, just because you are not being intimate with a man, just because, you can't look at somebody else and be like, oh, you got to know your worth. Because at the end of the day, knowing your worth is not cutting off all ties. That's not it. Because I think my words get really misconstrued when I'm talking to you, and y'all feel as though I'm telling you, like, oh, don't, you can't talk to a man. How would you ever meet your husband if you don't talk to a man? Like, or how would you ever meet, you know, somebody if you don't talk to people? You have to, my thing is, you have to know that you don't have to sleep with everybody to go out and have fun with people and enjoy people's company and things of that nature. My thing is, I don't like my time being wasted. And I said that on Snap as well. I don't like my time being wasted. You could waste all the money in America. Money you can get back. Time, you cannot get that back. It is not worth my time to sit here and play games with a man. My time is very important, and my time is very valuable. And I think it confused a lot of people when I was talking on Snapchat and made it seem like, oh, I want, like, if a nigga can't do this, that, and the third, then, you know. Welcome back to Love Talking Slow Jams. I don't know, this, it cut off for some strange reason. I'm not totally sure. But like I was saying, I think y'all misconstrued my words. What I meant when I said you have to be able to do something for me to lose. Let me tell you something. I'm very busy. I have a podcast going on. I have to maintain a website. Actually, now two websites. I have a business that I'm starting. I have a 9-to-5. I have a webinar. I have, like, I have another book that I have to launch before the end of the year. So when I say that if you want to deal with me, yes, you are. You, my time is money, like, literally. So if you want to take me out to waste my time, no, I do need something out of the deal. I need some leverage, like, seriously. And I don't care who feels some type of way about it. I'm not going out with you for you to be wasting my energy and my time when I have all these things that I have to get done. So at the end of the day, you're either going to invest in what I'm going through, or you need to step back, because I'm not going to be the one who, oh yeah, come on, let's go out, let's do, like, I'm not interested. I have more fun when I go out by myself. No offense, but at the end of the day, it's like, woman, we get distracted by these men. Men don't. Do you see a man that's getting distracted by a woman? A man is going, and it's so weird because a man is going to be like, no, I'm busy. I'm trying to get money. It don't matter if he's a rapper, a hustler, a corner boy, a 9-to-5 corporate, an actor. Like, it doesn't matter what that man profession is. He's not choosing his woman over his profession. I'm sorry. He's not doing it. He's not going to mispractice. He's not going to miss that studio session. He's not going to miss that just to hang out with you. He's going to tell you, nah, babe, another time. See, now what women fail to realize is you need to keep that same energy. You would call off work. You would miss out on going on fun trips with your friends. You would miss out on so many opportunities because you want to spend time with that man. And what do you get in the end? Please, what do you get in the end? You know, and you have to take people for who they are. And like I said in the earlier show, you know a lot about somebody by what their curricular activities are, what they put in their bodies, and how they treat the people around them. And don't forget it. That is how you determine who somebody is. If they were this way, people don't change. People act accordingly. People act and treat people how they know that they're allowed to treat that person. If somebody did something to you and you put them in their place the first time, guess what? They're not going to do it again because they know that you're not the one to be tried. But now if you be passive and you let it go and you let it go and you let it, they're going to keep on. Your man cheats on you and you take him right back, guess what? He's going to keep cheating on you. He's not going to stop cheating on you because you took him back. And no, he's going to keep on because he's seen how easy it was for him to get back. You get what I'm saying? Y'all make it so easy. You find a number in your man's phone or you find a text message and you go and you confront another woman, but you still want to deal with it because guess what? If it's not that woman, it's going to be a whole nother woman. You know, and sorry to say, but it's like, I don't feel bad for when women get cheated on multiple times. I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad that you allowing this nappy head little boy or blue eyed Jimmy to sit there and play you and you take it out on another woman. I don't feel bad because at the end of the day, you have to grow a backbone and you gotta stop letting somebody's son play with your mind, play with your emotions, that's how people, a lot of people are dying out here. A lot of people are dying because of misused emotions. I'm gonna say it again. Misused emotions. Misused of feelings. And a lot of people don't know how to channel their emotions and their feelings. And people are, you know, and it's sad, but it's also like, who you allow in your life, once again, in the podcast, everyone is not your friend. Who you allow in your life determines how your story for that chapter is going to go. Now, you can sit there and you can say, you know, well, I'm trying to see the good in everybody. I'm sorry. God did not make good people. He did not make bad people. There's no such thing as he made you good and made old Donnie bad. Like, no. It does not work like that. Yes, he had a plan for us, but at the end of the day, he still gave us free will. You're deciding to use your free will to be good or to be bad. God didn't make that choice for you. You made that choice. You decided to go with the urges of either being good or the urges of either being evil. So stop with the, oh, that person is such a bad person. No. That person is fulfilling the urge to do something that they're allowed to do. And I know people are not going to agree with it. I know people are going to feel as though, you know, I'm contradicting the whole point of Love Talk and Slow Jams. But you have to realize that at the end of the day, I always talk about taking accountability for your actions. Yes, I did present a question for the young man. How could you not want to elevate these women? I see so many men talking so much trash about these women, but still laying down with them. And what baffles me is, why? But then to the females, why do you feel like you even have to go through that? I probably won't ever get an answer for that question, because I've been that woman before. I've been that woman that stopped my life for a man before. I've been her. And I learned from that experience. I learned so much from that experience, and it taught me to value myself before I value another human being. And it taught me that you don't go through things to hurt you. You go through things to help you excel. Now, if you don't take the message that is being delivered to you and flip it and make it something positive, then yes, you're allowing it to hurt you. You're allowing it to make you fail. But no, none of what we're going through in this life is designed to fail us. Now, yes, you know, and I'm about to keep it very real with y'all. Now, is this white supremacy trying to hold us back as black people and things of that? Yes. Now, that is something that they're trying to see you fail. But now, the universe, when you go through situations, is it trying to see you fail? No. And it sucks, because you sit there and you take all this anger out on someone who it doesn't belong to. And I'm sorry. And I always stuck by this. Deliver your mail where it needs to go. Don't deliver it to the wrong address. You deliver it to the wrong address, you might not get a return label. So, you know. But honestly, y'all need to really, when y'all are dealing with the opposite sex, y'all really need to evaluate who y'all are with. And that goes for the men too, because at the end of the day, some of these women are out here for your money. Some of these women are out here looking for a come up. Some of these women are out here because they're just lonely. They don't have anybody. And, you know, but that's not good, because just because somebody is lonely and they want to be around you or be with you, that is not elevating yourself. So, man, you need to elevate yourselves as well. You know, as a man, you know what I realized? Like, y'all gossip way more than women gossip. And it's sad, because it's as if we had gender role switch. It's like y'all gossip way more, y'all getting y'all feelings way more. I told this young man a couple of weeks ago, like, don't hit my phone. This man then left so many, I wish I could like screenshot and show y'all the text messages, sent so many text messages, you would have thought that I killed his mom. Like, literally, it's so crazy how now the roles have changed. I met somebody and she said, you know, my parents been together for 50 years, and I said, wow, that's a long time. You know, you don't see that a lot, because nowadays we don't value each other. We're not nice to each other. But how can you expect someone to be nice to you when they're not nice to themselves? It starts off with self-love, self-healing. You have to love yourself, be kind to yourself before you can be kind to anybody else. So what I am choosing to say to you today is, don't get so wrapped up in the idea of having someone that you lose yourself. Please, 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 please don't get wrapped up in that idea. Please learn that it is okay to be by yourself, because in order to love and to work and hope someone else grow, you have to be in a certain place yourself, you know? And like I said, there are no victims in this thing called life. There are no victims. We allow what happens to us to happen through different choices and circumstances. And you have to be brave. You have to understand that life is not set out to harm you and hurt you and kick your ass. A lot of people believe we're walking through hell right now. You know, I don't believe that. I believe that stress is something that causes you to fail in life. You shouldn't stress about money. Money comes and goes. You shouldn't stress about that job, because at the end of the day, there are a million jobs out here. Yes, sometimes it's harder to get a job, but there are a million jobs out here. and there's a million ways to, you know, survive and live out here. I like, it's crazy because I've always been the type that I know something is wrong and I will still be like, they're all right. You know, they don't know any better. And I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not doing the you don't know any better anymore, because we all fucking know better. We all know what's right and what's wrong when dealing with human beings. We all know. You know what you're doing is wrong. You know what you're doing when you're doing something right. So at the end of the day, there are no more. And this goes to show with men and with women. I'm sorry. Stop letting people walk all over you. Stop being the nice guy. Stop doing. No. I'm sorry. Stop being that person who tucks their tail. No. Put people in their place the first time and you won't have to do it again. Don't let these emotions build up inside of you. Don't let that resentment for that man come out when you're mad and you're angry. Don't let all them feelings you harboring against that female come out because you feel low as a man. Don't. You know? Like, don't. And once again, I need the question answer. How can you lay with somebody but not want to hope elevate them? I need answers with that. I'm sorry. I really need those answers. Please hold for this next intermission and I will be right back. Welcome back from that short intermission. So basically that song, I chose that song because I'm going to talk about, as a woman, how do you feel comfortable sleeping with a man knowing that he's involved with another woman? I want to know the answer to this because I see it all the time, and I see women try to justify why they are sleeping with someone else's man, you know. And I had a friend once tell me that, well, what if they gave me the scenario and said, well, what if that man, what if y'all were soulmates and he just met her first and they got married and, you know, but then he really want, like, but when y'all met, y'all souls just clicked. And honestly, this, I had this conversation about 3-4 years ago. And at that time, I said, no, I wouldn't even know if you're for me because I wouldn't give you the time of day. You know, I couldn't sit there and know that a man is involved with the woman and date that man. And then I hear a lot of men say on the flip side, like, oh, well, the ratio of men and women is 20 women to one man. Like, nigga, stop playing with me. Like, see, y'all can have those niggas that think like that. You get what I'm saying? You know, because at the end of the day, like, I don't care what statistics say. I don't care what the ratio for man to woman is. What I'm saying is, how do you feel comfortable knowing that he's laying down with another woman, knowing that he is sharing ties with this woman, knowing that he's hurting somebody and you're hoping hurt that person as well? How is it that you justify those things? How is it that you are okay with that? You know, because when I see it going on, I don't judge. I don't really care. I mean, I do care. I won't say that because I have a bad habit of saying I don't care about things. But I do care because I care because, as I always tell y'all, karma is a bitch. She either a good bitch or a bad bitch. And it sucks because a lot of times these men, and I know situations where men didn't even tell women that they were involved with somebody. The woman didn't know for 2 years prior to dating this man that he was involved with someone or he had a family on the side. And that's not fair. You know, that's not fair because now it contradicts the situation, as in to say, well, what should that woman do? Because she didn't know. She put her heart and invested 2 years into a man that she didn't know had this whole family on the side, and why she's hurting, and she now, you know what I mean? Because in a situation like that, somebody is always going to get hurt. And it goes to say, do you notice the signs of a man dealing with somebody else and just ignore them? Or do you not know, you know, when you find out it's hard to let go? And if you do know, is it that you like the thrill of okay, I can be caught at any moment. You know, a lot of people like thrills. And I mean, I just really want to know. I want to gather a few, you know, of my followers' thoughts, because I want to know how you feel about that. You know, as a woman, I couldn't do it because I'm a woman. And that's my biggest thing. If you cheat on me, you're lying to me. I don't deal with liars. I don't like liars. And I feel like if you can do that to another woman and cheat on her with me, who's to say that if I get with you, you're not going to do the same to me? Like I said previously, you watch how people treat other people around them. It will say a lot about them, you know. And I honestly think that it's time that, you know, that we start respecting each other. We start really respecting each other, because knowing that somebody, I've seen girls know that a man has a woman, but she'll get drunk with the man. Like, so now was this a thing where you got drunk with this man in order to do it, in order to be able to cope with what your actions were? Like, I need answers. I need to know. And then with women, like, how do you cheat on your man with another man? And then, you know, it just goes both ways. It goes to a point where it's like, once again, people are not to be trusted. And it's sad to say, but you have to really do some investigating and research, and goes back to knowing your worth. When that man or that woman cheats on you that first time and you make it so easy just to accept it and take them back, they are going to keep doing it. They are going to keep doing it, because guess what? You allowed them to do it so many times that they're comfortable with doing it. And it shouldn't be like that. You shouldn't be comfortable with fucking somebody else over. You shouldn't be comfortable with getting fucked over a million times. You know, you should honestly be able to say, okay, you know, I didn't know. I wasn't aware. But now that I know, this is not something that I'm going to tolerate. This is not something that I'm going to allow into my life. This is not something I'm going to, you know, accept. And we have to do better as a whole. And like I said, it's not only men, it's women that do it too. And it's kind of sad, because it's like, you're doing this and you have no regards for each other. And it's about time that we realize that life is so short. Life is so, 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 so short that, once again, you can't get your time back. You know, you can't get your time back. And you have to enjoy and value the time that you do have with people that you do love and people who respect you, and not hope cause pain to someone else's life. And I'm going to leave this here. And I'm just going to hope that this sinks in. And once again, I want to hear your feedback. I want your feedback. I get a lot of good feedback. And I want your feedback. I want you to tell me what you think about it. You can leave a message on this, or, you know, leave a comment. And I really want to know your feedback. And I want you to, you know, tell me what you think about these last two podcasts. Give me some topics to talk about as well. Once again, follow me on Snapchat, Amorasaniy, the number one, Amorasaniy, the number one. Follow me on Instagram, _Amorasaniy_, again, Amorasaniy. Check out my website, amorasdiary.me. Also, stay tuned for this new project. If you haven't already got Wishy Washy Part 1, it is available on Amazon. So check it out. Let me know what you think. Part 2 will be coming out shortly. Also, check out What's Love, also available on Amazon. Yeah, you know, support. And like I said, if you want to be broadcast on my show, if you want to do a segment with me, let me know. I'm willing and to help everyone around me. So once again, welcome to Amoras Love Talk and Slow Jams with Amoras and I. And that's all for today, folks.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.